I greet you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. It's good to see people who we've been praying for coming back to church because they're feeling better, and then there's other people we need to be praying for because they're struggling. So in all these things, God is with us. And continue to pray for those who aren't feeling well and God's protection for all of us. You'll see a visitor sitting next to my wife. That is my brother-in-law, her brother David. He's a Lutheran Church Missouri Synod pastor at a dual parish, two congregations in the state of Missouri. So we're happy to have him stay with us for two nights, and he has some meetings in Fort Wayne next couple days. Also, we add to the prayer list Lynn Schroeder, because Lynn's having pain in his hand, and we are asking for prayers that there could be a good diagnosis and healing for that. And let's see. Oh, yes. Okay, we start the sermon series. And did you all get, whether you look at it or not, you should get one. And the way these are going to work for this week and the next 5 weeks, there's 6 weeks of readings out of Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapters 12 through 15, just following right in a row for 6 weeks in the epistle. So what I'm going to be doing is preaching from first those chapters as they're assigned each week. And I have sermon notes there, like some of you like to follow and some of you don't pay attention to it. It doesn't matter. But every week there will be like sermon notes. And then also, I know, you may have opened it up and said, oh no, am I supposed to read all this before the sermon? Or during the sermon? No. These are extra. Since we're going to spend some time, 6 weeks on this section, I'll be putting in some extra background information. It might be about the text, or today it's about the city of Corinth, etc. That's just extra if you want to read it or not. So I'll include that, something different for each of the 6 weeks, as well as some service sermon notes for that day. So you can look for that each week. Are there any, there is, of course, the annual voters meeting. It meets right after worship today. So there's that announcement. Are there any other announcements? We begin with our first hymn. Yes. Oh, yes, Tuesday. Thank you. It's in here, but it's verbally, it's good to hear it. We are hosting this month's circuit meeting for the pastors, LCMS pastors of our circuit here at Zion, and we've set up for have a little bit of snack with them. They meet at 9. Some of them gather as early as 9. Then the custom is that the hosting congregation has a little worship service, and if they also wish, with communion, and we're doing that. But it's a regular short communion service. Anybody is welcome to come to it. And it's a different sermon again. That day is the festival of St. Peter's Confession. I believe that you are the Christ. So I'll be preaching on St. Peter and his confession. But you're welcome to come at that 9:30 service, 9:30 Tuesday, with communion. And the liturgy is similar and things like that. But the pastors who are coming will be there. And afterwards, then the service is over, we continue with our meeting downstairs. Did I cover? I said a lot. That was it. Yeah. Any other announcements? Okay. We continue with our first hymn, God Himself is Present, 907.
Reverence, he, our Lord. church now raises, fount of every blessing, purify my spirit, trusting only in your merit. Like the holy angels worshiping before you, may I ceaselessly
the congregation is invited to stand. We follow the order of confession and absolution. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you
all my sins and iniquities,
with which I have ever offended you,
and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment.
But I am heartily sorry for them,
and sincerely repent of them,
and I pray you of your boundless mercy,
and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ,
to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord,
who walks in his ways.
You shall eat the fruit of the labor of your hands.
You shall be blessed, and it shall be well with you.
Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house.
Your children will be like olive shoots around your table.
Behold, thus shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord. The Lord bless you from Zion.
May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life.
May you see your children's children.
Peace be upon Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us.
Glory be to God on high.
Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb takest away the sin of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord, thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, who governs all things in heaven and on earth, mercifully hear the prayers of your people and grant us your peace through all our days. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated. The Old Testament reading for the second Sunday after Epiphany is from Isaiah chapter 62, beginning at verse 1. For Zion's sake I will not keep silent, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not be quiet, until her righteousness goes forth as brightness and her salvation as a burning torch. The nations shall see your righteousness, and all the kings your glory, and you shall be called by a new name, that the mouth of the Lord will give. You shall be a crown of beauty in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of your God. You shall no more be termed forsaken, and your land shall no more be termed desolate, but you shall be called, My delight is in her, and your land married, for the Lord delights in you, and your land shall be married. For as a young man marries a young woman, so shall your sons marry you. And as the bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so shall your God rejoice over you. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 through 12. Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brothers, I do not want you to be uninformed. You know that when you were pagans, you were led astray to mute idols, however you were led. Therefore, I want you to understand that no one speaking in the Spirit of God ever says, Jesus is accursed. And no one can say, Jesus is Lord, except in the Holy Spirit. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of service, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who empowers them all in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. For to one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge, according to the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by the one Spirit. So to another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, the ability to distinguish between spirits. To another, various kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are empowered by one and the same Spirit, who apportions to each one individually as he wills. For just as a body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand and we sing the Alleluias.
Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the second chapter.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
On the third day, there was a wedding at Cana in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus also was invited to the wedding with his disciples. When the wine ran out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what does this have to do with me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Now, there were 6 stone water jars there for the Jewish rites of purification, each holding 20 or 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water," and they filled them up to the brim. And he said to them, "Now draw some out, and take it to the master of the feast." So they took it. When the master of the feast tasted the water, now become wine, and did not know where it had come from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew, the master of the feast called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves the good wine first, and when people have drunk freely, then the poor wine. But you have kept the good wine until now." This, the first of his signs, Jesus did at Cana in Galilee and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to thee, O Christ.
We confess our faith using the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God,
the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Holy Spirit, ever dwelling in the holiest realms of light, Holy Spirit, holy
The sermon today is based on our reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 through 12. To start, I reread verses 3, 4, 5, and 6. Therefore, I want you to understand that no one speaking in the Spirit of God ever says, Jesus is accursed. And no one can say, Jesus is Lord, except in this Holy Spirit. Now, there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of service, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who empowers them all in everyone. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. You can follow along in the sermon notes or just listen if you like. In this beginning section, that Paul talks about things of the Spirit. He wants them, first of all, to see that the Spirit is about faith in Christ. And second of all, he wants them to see that these different activities and gifts are gifts of grace. Part of Paul's letter to the Corinthians is to answer some questions that they wrote him ahead of time. And we don't have that letter that they sent him, but we can tell that they wrote him because in various sections of 1 Corinthians it says, now concerning this, now concerning that. And in this section, chapter 12, verse 1, it says, now concerning spiritual things. And as I looked more carefully at this, I saw there's something I need to bring out to the congregation. Because the English translations oftentimes, they aren't very, maybe help precise in some ways that would be helpful. In verse 1, he says spiritual things, not spiritual gifts. It's just of the Spirit, or sometimes it could be translated spiritual ones. But it's the idea of gift isn't this. Now concerning the spiritual things you wrote me about, that's topic. And what happens then is he changes or gives another term in verse 4. Gifts of grace. Grace gifts. And that switch is not always seen in the English translations. But that switch in terms is very, very important. They asked about spiritual things. He wanted to talk to them about gifts of grace. Sometimes when people want to talk about spirituality or spiritual things, that focus is on their own life. Sometimes how good they are or how bad they are or what they want to achieve. And that really isn't the focus that Paul teaches. First of all, he wants them to know that when we're talking about spiritual things as a Christian, the first thing you talk about is faith in Christ. That is what the Holy Spirit does. And so he says, when you were once pagans, unbelievers, non-Christians, you once followed mute idols, dead idols. They weren't worth anything. That's what you knew. That was your spirituality, spiritual things. Dead idols, mute idols. But Paul tells them, but now that you have the Holy Spirit, no one who has the Holy Spirit can say Jesus is cursed. No one can say that. And also, no one can truly say Jesus is Lord by the power of the Holy Spirit. That's the first thing he wants them to know. If you talk about spiritual things, then I'll tell you where we start. You start with saying Jesus is Lord. Faith in Jesus Christ above all else, no matter what it costs, Jesus is Lord. That's number one. Then he gets into what's causing divisions and problems. Their attitudes, their thinking. God has given them gifts, and he has this list. And if you don't notice, I'm not going to talk about that list. We're talking about what God is doing among them. And he calls them the variety of gifts of grace. This is the grace, the undeserved love, the free gifts of God. For God so loved the world, same love. For so God so loved his church that he gave gifts. And Paul says there's a variety of gifts. And Paul wants to point out to them, besides this list of gifts, that these gifts cannot be used against one another. That is not how God works, because they're all from the same Spirit. And so they cannot be say, oh, I speak in tongues, so I'm better than you, but I do healings, I'm better than you, but I'm wise, I have wisdom or knowledge, I'm better than you. That is not the way the Holy Spirit gives out gifts. Therefore, the common good, good for everybody. I probably could have done not much more than the drawing that we had for the children's message. What color should be this? Who has that color? What color this? Who has that color? Let's take turns and do the things that we have been given to do. It's also interesting, and I did not realize this before I was looking at it closely, that in verse 7, when Paul says, to each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good, in our translation, ESV, it's actually not a past done, but it is being given. The Greek is being given. It's going on continuously every day. And that really emphasizes that, Paul is emphasizing that it's the Holy Spirit who is in control of what he's going to give and when he's going to give it for the common good. So there are a variety of gifts given by the Holy Spirit as he wills for the common good. It is very, very specific, and those of you who are, we have the opportunity to pray before services, usually the organist and sometimes other helpers in the church service, choir or things. Two things I always mention. May everything we do in this service be to the glory of God and be to the benefit of God's people. Whether it's me preaching, whether it's the organist, whether it's the ushering, whether it's a communion committee, altar committee, whatever is happening, whether it's the choir, to the glory of God and for the good of his people. Common good. The Holy Spirit gives these tools to build, edify God's church, to build up God's church. We had a variety of colors today to color a picture. Another way you could picture is there's a variety of tools in a toolbox. Don't use a hammer and a screw. Well, you can, but it's not right. Don't use the screwdriver to take that nut off the end of the bolt. You can, but it's not going to work. Variety of gifts, variety of activities for the common good. And sometimes is it all blue yet? Is the green all there yet? I have to wait my turn. Sometimes we wait for one another, for God to use us in His timing as things are going to work out. I'll read directly those three short reflections on the piece of paper. First, Christianity is not self-directed generic spirituality so that everyone decides for himself or herself what a good religion is or is not. That approach, where everybody decides for themselves what religion is, that's like the people of Corinth following this idol or this idol or this idol. I'll have this idol. No, I'll have this idol. No, I'll have this idol. Oh, I'll have all three. For Christians, the spiritual things or spirituality or religion is first and foremost to confess that Jesus is Lord. That is what the Holy Spirit does in our lives. And the second point there, Christian living is not a measure of me, but a measure of things I can do. Can you do this? Can you do this? I must be better. You must be better. What is your gift? What is your gift? That's not Christian living. Christian living is to be empowered by the Holy Spirit in these every day with these gifts of grace He's going to give us as He wills to benefit the people of God, the common good. So as Christians, we're empowered to see the needs, empowered to receive the Holy Spirit to use our gifts and abilities and activities for the benefit of God's people to His glory. Don't even talk about that list of gifts and what each one is until we know it's from the same Spirit for the common good, and above it all, Jesus is Lord. That's priority. Then we might begin to talk about the different gifts. But first, Jesus is Lord. And we work together for the common good. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for giving us faith in Jesus so that we can all say Jesus is Lord. And we ask you to always make us aware by the power of your Holy Spirit of the gifts you give us, the abilities you give us, the insights that you give us, whatever it may be, that we can serve one another. And help us to work together as you will. And help us to rejoice in what each one can contribute and how each one is enabled to glorify you and help the body of Christ. All these things, Heavenly Father, we bring to you in the holy name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We sing the offertory hymn there. It is printed in the bulletin, 3 verses there. The last verse, the offering may be brought forward.
Loves to answer prayer. He himself has bid thee pray, therefore will not turn away. With my burden I begin, Lord, remove this load of sin. Let thy blood for sinners spilt set my conscience free from guilt. Lord, thy rest to me impart, take possession of my heart, hear thy
thy blood bought right maintain, and without a rival reign.
You're invited to stand for prayer. Prayer of Zion Lutheran Church is printed in the bulletin. Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Lord, you manifested your glory in the sign at Cana. You restored creation through the shedding of Christ's blood. Poured out your grace in abundance. Give us joy and gladness in the revelation of your truth in the person of your Son. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord of glory, preserve your Son's bride, the Church. Make it her constant joy and delight to preach the good news of forgiveness in her Savior to poor sinners. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord of glory, you blessed the wedding at Cana with your presence and honored it with your first miracle. Strengthen and give your gladness to all married couples and their families. Be present in our homes and lives with your free and abundant forgiveness. Bless and keep safe all pregnant mothers and their children. Preserve us from the true faith, in the true faith from each generation to the next. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord of glory, you rule this world by your power. Give to our civil servants respect and recognition of your creation and its nature. When they use the authority given them from above, let it be in accord with your good design for our world and not the corruption of sin, which they are to rebuke for the good of their citizens. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord of glory, we bring before you the sick, distressed, and needy. We remember Margaret and Charlotte, Loretta, Carlin, Bill, Jason, Gary, Bryston, Keith, Brad, Don, Denny, Ruby, James, Violet, Joe, Kim, Jeff, Darlene, Andrew, Daniel, Tasha, Lynn, Mary Ellen, Pastor Nierman, Pastor Shiwi, and Pastor Berlin. Give your abiding comfort in every circumstance, that in Christ we shall not die, but live and declare his works. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord of glory, as you have manifested yourself by the sign at Cana, transforming water into wine, so manifest yourself to us here, transforming bread and wine to your very body and blood for the forgiveness of sins. And make us fit partakers in repentance and faith. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray, Lord
God, Heavenly Father, we thank you that of your grace you have instituted holy matrimony in which you keep us from unchastity and other offenses. We implore you, send your blessing on every husband and wife.
Do not let them provoke one another to anger and strife, but let them live peaceably together in love and godliness. Strengthen them with your gracious help in all temptations, and help them to rear the children in accordance with your will.
Grant us all to walk before you in purity and holiness, putting our trust in you and leading such lives on earth that in the world to come we may have everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is meet and right so to do.
It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Amen. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen. O Christ, thou Lamb of God, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. O Christ, thou Lamb of God, that takest away
of Christ, which is given for you. Take and drink the true blood of Jesus Christ, shed for the forgiveness of your sins. Now may this true body and blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in the one true faith until life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endureth forever.
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and to be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen, amen, amen.
The congregation is invited to stand or sit for the closing hymn.
On what has now been sown, thy blessing, Lord, bestow. The power is thine alone to make it sprout and grow. Do thou increase the harvest race, and thou alone shall have the praise. To thee our wants are known, from thee are all our powers. Accept what is thine own, and pardon what is ours. Our praises, Lord, and prayers receive, and to thy word a blessing give. Oh, grant that each of us now met before thee here may meet together thus when thou and thine appear, and follow thee to heaven, our home, even so.